Police Captain Rick Ryan worked in Wyoming for about 6 years before coming to Park City in the 80s.
My assignment as lieutenant pretty much took me off of regular patrol, and I dealt with administrative issues, special events, budgeting, and that role continued even when I was promoted to captain. Until recently, just November 1st, Captain Kirk and I made a switch in assignments to where he now takes over the administrative role of the department, and I have been the operations captain since that time.
Ryan says they'll be filling his position in operations after his retirement in early January. Choosing the right person is not just based on tenure with the force.
We hope to promote from within every chance we get, and we do have minimum qualifications that the candidates have to meet with education, time on the department. So we do have some very good candidates for that role.
He says the most horrific crimes are the homicides, and the most recent one in Prospector really stands out. He much prefers to recall the enjoyable parts of his job, like the myriad events he has helped to support, such as the Olympics in 2002.
That was a highlight. It was a great experience for the community and for those of us that worked it, and really one of those one-time experiences that you have in your life.
Contrary to what some may think about the big events in Park City, Ryan told KPCW Sundance events over the years have been a true highlight for him. He says there have been a lot of hurdles to overcome in rolling out the new combined city and county dispatch center, but it's a big benefit to the community. He doesn't plan to linger too long in Park City after he leaves the force on the 2nd of January.
Yeah, I'll be around for a couple days, and my wife and I actually built a home this past summer up in Montana, and so we'll be heading up there.
Full time?
To the warm country, yes.
Warm?
That's retiring Park City Police Captain Rick Ryan and KPCW's Leslie Thatcher bidding her farewell to a longtime servant of the community. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.